Myth 4. Quantum computers use parallel calculation in parallel cores and give results in parallel. Parallel calculation in parallel cores and giving parallel results. This is indeed an interesting myth that first needs to be understood. What does it even mean? This myth is mostly based on a widespread misunderstanding that quantum computers operate similarly to classical computers by working with parallel cores, executing parallel calculations, and giving multiple results simultaneously. This belief stems from a fundamental misunderstanding of how quantum computers function. Within this context, you might be familiar with vague explanations from the internet, phrased something like this: classical computers compute each step sequentially, while quantum computers perform all steps simultaneously. Or, while a classical computer can only consider one option at a time, a quantum computer can evaluate several options simultaneously. Let's explore why this myth is incorrect and how quantum computing actually works. At the core of this misunderstanding is the nature of the output from quantum computations. Despite their sophisticated mechanisms, quantum computers produce only a single output per execution of an algorithm. This output results from the final step in a quantum computation, which involves measuring the quantum state. Through this measurement process, the superposition of qubits collapses into a single state, generating a classical result. Despite the quantum mechanical nature of the computation, the end result is always a classical bit or a string of classical bits. This is because measurement in quantum mechanics results in classical information. Thus, the output of a quantum computer is compatible with classical systems and can be used for traditional data processing and analysis. Therefore, the notion of parallel results is incorrect. One measurement provides only one single result. Now, let's examine the first part of the myth, which deals with parallel calculations in parallel cores. In classical computing, parallelism is achieved through multiple processing cores that can handle different tasks simultaneously. You might be familiar with terms like single core, dual core, quad core, octa-core, or even deca-core. The prefixes single, dual, quad, octa, deca indicate the number of cores in a processor that can theoretically work in parallel. You will often find these terms in the technical specifications of smartphones and laptops. Quantum computers, on the other hand, do not have parallel cores. The computation process in quantum systems is based on entirely different principles. Quantum processors use qubits, which can represent and manipulate information in ways classical bits cannot, by leveraging phenomena like superposition and entanglement. The concept of quantum parallelism is frequently discussed in connection with these phenomena. The idea of quantum parallelism is often mistakenly equated with classical parallel processing. This would imply that certain processes are processed in parallel and therefore yield multiple results for these processes. In fact, quantum parallelism refers to the capability of a qubit to exist in multiple states simultaneously, which is the aforementioned phenomenon of superposition. However, superposition is not to be understood in the classical sense. Quantum objects are in a superposition state, which describes multiple states simultaneously. When a quantum object is measured, it assumes one and only one state of the possible multiple states with a certain probability. While a classical bit is either 0 or 1, a qubit can be in a superposition of both states. This property allows quantum algorithms to consider many possibilities simultaneously and theoretically provides speed advantages for certain calculations. However, it is crucial to understand again that this does not mean quantum computers generate multiple results in parallel. When a quantum computation is completed, the superposition collapses upon measurement into a single state. The quantum algorithm then delivers one result per execution, not multiple results. The myth likely arises from a simplified and inaccurate interpretation of superposition. While superposition allows quantum computers to explore many computational paths simultaneously, it does not result in parallel cores giving parallel results. The existence in multiple states at the same time is not to be understood in the classical sense. The concept is more abstract and concerns the potential for quantum mechanical speed advantages in specific types of problems, such as factoring large numbers or searching unsorted databases, rather than parallelism in the classical sense. Supporters of this myth might argue that future advancements could lead to quantum computers with core-like parallel structures. However, even if such developments occur, they would not fundamentally change the way quantum computers operate compared to classical computers. Moreover, the myth does not dispute the possibility of such development. It deals with the inherent nature of quantum computers and the underlying general principle that has evidently been misunderstood. Superposition is not to be understood in the classical sense as the simultaneous execution of any processes or states. In summary, the idea that quantum computers use parallel calculations in parallel cores and give parallel results is a myth arising from a misunderstanding of quantum principles. Quantum computers utilize superposition and entanglement to perform computations differently from classical computers, but they produce only one result per execution of an algorithm. As quantum computing continues to evolve, it is critical to demystify these misconceptions to better understand the true potential and limitations of this groundbreaking technology. By appreciating the real mechanisms behind quantum computation, we can better anticipate its future applications and impacts.